Hi everyone, this is Nancy Duncan from Duncan Hearing Healthcare. Each month we send out a newsletter to keep our community updated on the latest happenings in our world, as well as adding some fun event news and staff spotlights where we can. We had a few people ask us if we could offer our newsletters in an audio format to make them more accessible, so here I am. Nancy Bott, hi there, how has the start of your year been? We hit the ground running this new year. So many people have been calling in to book hearing evaluations and improve their hearing health. Lots of people in our community noticed difficulties with their hearing over the holidays and are now ready to address these challenges. In this month of love and connection, it's more crucial than ever to keep tabs on your hearing health. Hearing well not only helps you stay safe and connected to your world, it also helps build stronger relationships with your family, friends, and community. If you've noticed a loved one avoiding gatherings, group settings, or restaurants, or not participating in conversations as often as they used to, encourage them to get their hearing checked. You can send them our way and rest assured that we'll be ready to help for every step of the way. Have a great February. Roses are red, violets are blue. Duncan Hearing has a special invitation for you. February is the month of love, so this feels like the right time to share something meaningful. Marriage is hard enough when communication is easy. Add hearing loss and the strain can quietly grow. Hearing loss often goes unnoticed because most people don't test their hearing regularly and instead only take action when problems become obvious. But by then, opportunities to protect long-term hearing health have often been missed. Regular hearing checks catch changes early, reduce long-term impact, and protect relationships. You already know how important those are. Check in with your loved ones. Are they having difficulty understanding people? Or have they been skipping group activities due to feeling overwhelmed? As a Valentine's gesture, you're encouraged to give a loved one the ultimate gift, an invitation to have their hearing assessed. Bring them in for a quick check to ensure that their hearing health is optimized for 2026 and beyond. And while you're here, your hearing devices will be professionally cleaned and checked too. Whether it's for a partner, parent, sibling, or close friend, this simple act of care can make a real difference. Loving local businesses in 2026. Being a local independent practice means a great deal to me. This community isn't just where we work, it's where relationships are built. As an independent and small business ourselves, we take pride in being able to personalize care and make decisions that put your unique needs first. You are at the center of every decision made on your patient journey, so we make sure you get ample time with our team to address concerns and hearing challenges, no matter what you need. We love making connections with patients and their families, ensuring that everyone feels included on your hearing health journey. And seeing your familiar faces around town is always a highlight of our day. I love celebrating the independent businesses that help make our community feel like home. What's your favorite local business to support? Reply to this email and share with us. Love-themed quiz, just for fun. 1. In The Princess Bride, what is Wesley's famous repeated line to Buttercup? A. You're my destiny. B. As you wish. C. I will always love you. 2. Which singer's hit song includes the lyric, "Take my hand, take my whole life too"? A. Elvis Presley. B. Frank Sinatra. C. Stevie Wonder. 3. In ancient Roman tradition, Cupid is the son of which goddess? A. Diana. B. Juno. C. Venus. Stick around till the end of this newsletter to find out how you did. And fun days to celebrate in February. February 5th, Chocolate Fondue Day. Grab your favorite fruits and treats because today is all about the art of dipping everything into a fountain of melted chocolate. February 9th, clear out your computer day. Give your digital life a breath of fresh air by deleting those old downloads and finally organizing that cluttered desktop. February 17th, random act of kindness. Day, brighten someone's afternoon with a small, unexpected gesture, whether it's buying a coffee for a stranger or sending a quick thank you note. February 26th, tell a fairy tale day. Once upon a time, there was a holiday to celebrate fairy tales. Let your imagination run wild today by sharing a classic story with a friend or colleague. When hearing loss starts affecting your career, Scott didn't realize how much hearing loss was affecting his work until one moment made it impossible to ignore. In this blog, we share how modern hearing aids helped him regain confidence, clarity, and control in his professional life. Read Scott's story and see how hearing care can support your career on the blog section of our website. Staying connected to what matters. We recently evaluated a young woman in her 20s who was told by physicians and hearing professionals for a few years that nothing could be done for her hearing. During her appointment, we completed background noise testing using amplification. She was so emotional over the fact that she was able to hear again, and she can't wait to get hearing aids because they are going to change her life. After years of being told there was nothing she could do, she was grateful we took the time to listen and try hearing aids when no one else would. Stories like this are a beautiful reminder that hearing care doesn't have a one-size-fits-all answer, and it isn't just about hearing sounds better. It's about living life more fully. If someone close to you might benefit from reading this, feel free to share it with them. Always here for you. If you ever need help, have a question, or just want to check in on your hearing, please know my team and I are always here for you. If you'd like to schedule an appointment or have any questions, just reach out, call 508-501-3492. Wishing you a warm and love-filled February. Speak soon, Dr. Nancy Duncan. P.S. The quiz answers. 1. B. As you wish. 2. A. Elvis Presley. 3. C. Venus. How did you do?